All right, everybody, I'd like to introduce you to Sarah Jane Whitfield.
Hi, everyone. As you know now, my name is Sarah Jane Whitfield. I'm an open source advisor at Google. This is my very first FOSDEM, very first in-person speaking engagement, so please bear with me through the nerves and the jet lag. Thank you. Everyone I've met so far has been so nice, so gracious, so understanding. I really, really appreciate it. And I'll also say that while I'm going to nerd out quite a bit on this topic that I find super interesting, if you came here for answers about what exactly is the unauthorized practice of law, I regret to inform you that you will not be leaving with answers. You will be leaving with lots and lots of questions. And I hope that that will spur some discussion and we can think through some of the very fuzzy lines that determine what is or isn't the practice of law. Let's see. Hopefully this works. All right, so in light of the subject matter that I'm covering today, I wanted to just clarify that this is not legal advice. I am not your lawyer. This is for general informational purposes only. Likewise, I have a few housekeeping notes. So, typical American, I know. Mostly going to be focusing, well, exclusively going to be focusing on U.S. law today, mostly because that's where most of the action is with regard to software at this time. It's also what I'm most familiar with when it comes to unauthorized practice of law. I absolutely acknowledge that basically every other jurisdiction around the world regulates the practice of law, and based on the research that I did before this talk, it appears that most other countries really distinguish and emphasize regulating the practice in a courtroom setting, where you're actually representing a client in front of a judge, way more than out-of-law practice, and it's less distinguished in the U.S. Finally, wanted to let you all know, in the interest of time, and everything that I want to cover, I'm going to be giving you high-level summaries of various rules and three cases that I'll cover. And as I mentioned before, I'm going to leave you with some open-ended questions to consider. So to get started, by show of hands, is anyone familiar with a company called Do Not Pay? Okay, just a few of you. So Do Not Pay is a US-based company that was launched in 2015, initially providing a chatbot service that would help users fight traffic tickets. They expanded their services to deal with other consumer disputes, like if your flight was canceled and you were eligible for a refund, the chatbot would help you through that process. If you wanted to cancel your free trial before you got charged, it would help you through that process. In 2018, they relaunched their app to integrate AI. I believe that they say that they're relying on IBM Watson. And they dubbed it the world's first robot lawyer. And they included various legal actions and legal document generation as part of their services. So, if any of you are maybe in the future interested in getting involved more in the legal tech Twitter space, you'll see things pop up like this all the time. So in the past month, this happened after I had submitted this talk, so this worked out well for me. Do Not Pay announced in early January that their AI was going to actually represent someone live in court, in traffic court, to dispute a $200 traffic ticket. A few days later, they offered $1 million to anyone who was willing to leverage their AI exclusively in arguing a case in front of the Supreme Court. About a week later, it announced some additional legal products that it was releasing, where it would summarize terms of service and lease agreement terms, highlighting the terms that were not standard so that the consumer had a better understanding and more insight into what they were agreeing to and whether it was, you know, standard or not market if they were being taken advantage of. And they then confirmed that their case in the traffic court was actually supposed to take place on February 22nd. Everything was good to go. 3 days after that announcement, they regretted to inform all of their followers that they were indefinitely postponing going live in any courtroom. And they were also going to roll back any of the legal services that their website offered. So what happened exactly? Lawyers happened. Lawyers in the regulatory bodies in the U.S., the state bar associations said, no, I think that's our job. This looks and smells a lot like the unauthorized practice of law. And along those lines, penalties across the board can include civil penalties, fines. It could also include jail time, being incarcerated for the unauthorized practice of law. So Do Not Pay was not interested in pursuing that and waiting to see what might happen. And the founder said he was surprised he had underestimated how seriously lawyers in the U.S. would take a $200 speeding